everybody call us. They had Dockies and Leo. If a colored man got mad with a white man, do you know of any words that he might use talking about that man?
I might not know what to say.
Well, can you think of anything that you could say?
Yes, lots of things.
Well, any words that a colored person might say who is mad with a white person?
No, I don't.
And what about if a white person was mad with a colored person?
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, well, I was talking about if a colored person was mad with a white person.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
They might say anything if they're mad enough.
Well, I was wondering if you'd ever heard him say anything like white trash or crack or redneck or anything.
I've never heard a nigger call.
Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son carelessly broke it. You'd say that the man got awfully...
mad.
Suppose you've been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, I'm really
tired and worn out.
The nurse at school sent a little boy home early because he
misbehaved.
No,
sick.
The principal might send him home because he misbehaved, but the nurse would send him home.
Oh, sick. I didn't quite understand.
Okay. Would you say because he got sick or was sick or was taken sick? How would you explain?
It was taken sick, I would say. Had he gone to school and then had to be sent home.
Mm-hmm.
He evidently got sick after he got to school.
Okay, fine. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick where?
Got in his stomach.
Okay.
That's one word.
What do you call a noisy, prankish celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
You hear that?
What? A noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom. Do you have a word for that?
Reception is all.
Okay.
Afterwards.
Not that noisy.
Some of them get noisy. It all depends on them.
What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you better behave or the what'll get you.
Goblins.
Okay. Now, is there a certain particular goblin that people might say more often than not? Like that some kind of man will get you? The
bad man?
Okay.
Goblins are more at Halloween time.
Well, I'll tell you what Mama used to tell us.
What's that?
Soap salad.
What?
Soap salad. What's
that? I never heard that before.
I didn't either. What's that?
It would be, a Negro woman, you know, would maybe washed or something. It's called soap salad. Soap salad come get you.
That's interesting.
I never heard that before.
Mama used to tell us soap salad get us.
Well, now what about the boogeyman?
Yeah, boogeyman.
Uh-huh. And that'd be something else that might get children?
Yeah. Bad man, booger man.
What do you say to your friends on December the 25th?
Christmas gift.
Merry Christmas.
I say Christmas gift.
If you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to get from one place to another, you might say, I sure am glad I don't have to, what, that very far?
Carry. Up in the Carolinas, they said tote.
But do people around here say tote?
Some.
Some do.
Would you ever say to?
No.
Okay. Would you ever use the word lug?
Yes.
Okay. Now, if you were going to use the word lug, what kind of thing would it be?
It'd be a handbag.
It'd be something you couldn't want to carry.
Uh-huh.
It'd be a little heavier than maybe one bag or another.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call something that has a very hard shell and it lives in the water and it can draw its four legs and its head and tail up inside its shell?
A